Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're going to do some more healings this evening for everybody. And what I think we'll do first off is bring in the energy of Jesus. So what I'd like you to do is to click on Creation Light Ship Healing, and then scroll down, and if you go past the light beam, which is a little bit past, say about an inch and a half, 2 inches down on your scroll bar, you're going to see the light ship insignia, and then in the middle is Jesus and the creation diagram. I'd like you all to click on the picture of Jesus there. Do a double click on it, and you're going to see this picture come up. And this is a picture of him that we put on this site here. And we're going to activate it right now. So I'll let you all take about a minute to do that. And then we'll do our entity releasing work. So you're going to be able to probably watch the halo around his head change immensely here. Everybody will have a different sensation as the energy comes in. And here we go. So we're going to bring in the energy of Jesus. And he's coming through right now. Just kind of watch your monitor screen. And you might want to maybe blink your eyes for just a moment, maybe every 5-10 seconds, to see the energy actually changing. And remember, these energies are only heart-connected. You won't feel them in your mind, so if you attempt to look for them with your mental energy, it's not going to be there. It's all heart-connected energies. So here he comes. So I'll use the word stronger to increase the energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so Sylvia, our co-host here, are you out there in cyberspace land?
Hi, Ron. I'm here, and welcome everyone for this program tonight. It's wonderful to be with you. And it's wonderful to have the presence of Jesus with us tonight. And actually, I'd love to talk tonight about the message of Jesus as far as his teachings to go within and how that affects us today and how we can connect with that teaching. So I know you have some things planned first for us, Ron, but maybe after we do the entity work and the mind-to-heart drop, we can go into that a little deeper about Jesus' message and also about how the Creation Light Ship is here to work with us the way that they worked with us at the time when Jesus walked the earth.
Okay, so we'll first do entity releases. And we do this on almost every show. This is to help you get rid of these entities, the emotional body, the people who are hanging on to you. Another way you could call them is ghosts. Remember, everybody has, I'm sure, in their lifetime seen something or felt kind of eerie at times going into a building. And there's TV shows out, you know, about ghost hunting, etc., or haunted houses. And these are normally the emotional bodies of people who passed on that haven't been returned back to the earth. And they hang out. And they can attach to us. They come to us through pain, through anger, just anything that is not love energy. And as you live your life and you express something that is not of love, they can actually attach to you. And if they like you enough, remember that they're at the choice, really you're not in a sense, but if they're at the choice to where they really like your body and they want to come into your consciousness, they can do so. And the reason that happens is because most people are not 100% in their body. So like I always say, if you're not home, who is? And it's kind of like a slot machine for some people. You pull the handle down, and are you going to come up? Your spirit can look out of your eyes and communicate with the person talking to you, or is it going to be an entity? So this is kind of your choice as to how much you're in your body. The more you are, the less problems you're going to be having on the earth plane here, because then you have a much better responsibility for your life and your actions. And also you have more healing and more psychic awareness as you become more into your body, as the awareness is given to you by your spirit. So here we go. We're going to release some entities from you. And we're just going to work from the bottom of your feet and go up to the top of your head. And we're just releasing them now from you. If you wish to kind of sense your body, do a body scan. If you have an ache or pain or something, that also attracts them to you. So just kind of take note of a certain place and ask your spirit to help in this release also. And here we go, coming out. And good. Oh boy, a lot of entities out there. I'm yawning. And they're being taken away, being returned back to the earth spirit for their healing process. They're not created by the light ship. They're a creation from the earth spirit, so it's responsible for these entities that are here. Okay, we're going to bring more of you into your body. So again, the light ship has to go out, and also your spirit is doing this too, to find the other parts of you that left through the pain and trauma of life here. And you have to be cleansed, say purified, to come back into your body, because you don't want to bring in a wounded spirit. It won't help you out very much if it's that way. And here we go, coming back in again. And I'll count to 10 as you come in. Your spirit could walk in from in front of you, behind you, could come in through your heart, could come in through your crown chakra. It knows how to do this, so I don't put any conditions on it. So here we go, your spirit's coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we'll do a chakra alignment, and you might want to just, again, take a note, see how you feel. If a mirror around, look in the mirror to see how your body feels. If you feel any tingles or warmth in your body, it means that you're not in that location, and your spirit is more with you, doing healings on you. So here we go. Chakra alignment is going to go to your heart and reposition that so it's in the proper orientation for all your energetic bodies. Great. Going up now to your throat area. Good. And third eye. Good. Going back down. Power chakra. Good. Second chakra. And first chakra. Do an opening now. So if you're in a quiet location, you may want to have your chakras expanded out to allow your energy bodies to have more healing ability and to be able to have your spirit connect more fully with you. And this is your choice. If it's noisy, you may not want to do this because the distraction may make you more sensitive. So here we go, heart chakra. Use the word spin to command and increase the energy. So here we go. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Oh, boy, some negative energy there. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Okay, third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. And going down now, second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. Wonderful. So I think we'll do your chakras a little bit larger if you like. So just think of how much further you'd like to have them opened up. We can do twice body width if you wish. And this is your choice again. So here we go. This will probably amp you up quite a bit and give you a lot more energy. So we'll do body width if you choose to have that done that way. So here we go. Heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. Okay, and I'll just talk about that a little bit. It's not good to have your energy field enhanced around you with a lot of people around. What happens is as people walk into other people's energy system, what happens is that this energy around you can actually take on their crud, their stuff, their baggage. So it's always best to, when you're out and about, to have your auric field, we'll say, brought really close to your body. And typically a half an inch is okay. So you may want to close it off, bring it into you. Some people somehow have learned some way, somehow, maybe just through the experience of life, to actually sample energies by using their lower chakras. And so what happens is they'll actually attempt to, in a sense, feel the energies in the room with their lower chakras, having a body sensation. And that could be maybe like having someone walk into a room, you're sampling them, and you go, oh, man, I got a pain in my solar plexus. This person is very negative. Okay? Or you walk into a room and you say, doesn't feel right for me. Well, you're probably using your energies of your body. Well, that could be, in a sense, harmful because you could be picking up more entities, picking up more energies that are being attached to your body because you're out there sampling them. Remember, once you touch an energy, it actually gets connected to you. So you're not really just looking at it, you're actually sampling it. This is why it's best to have your energy brought really close to your body. Especially, if you walk into a place where a lot of people are sick, or like a hospital. Number one, if you're walking in there and their energy system is way out, which it probably is through the pain energies, the chakras and the energy bodies, the body energy is going nuts and it's really transmitting out maybe hundreds of feet at times, you want to help the person to bring their energy system back to their body. You could ask their spirit to do that for them so they will have a lot more healing. But as you walk in and through their energy system, you're picking up that energy, which is probably going to be very negative because they're dealing with a lot of pain and suffering, we'll say. And you're walking through it, and you're sampling the energy also, and that can stick to you. So this is why it's always best to have your energy next to your body. The next thing is what you want to do to sample energy is to train yourself, maybe ask your spirit to actually connect and look at things psychically. Use your third eye to actually examine energy around you instead of having your body do that. Remember, your body will take on the energy, and it could be negative for your body. So this is why a lot of the clearings that I do were taking away stuff from you. Well, how did that stuff get there? It got there from programming. And how did that programming get inside of your body? It got it through mind energy, which is thought energy, which is also the same type of energy which your bodies are transmitting. So just kind of in a nutshell, have your energy right to your body. In fact, we'll do it right now for you. And it's normal, there's some background noise here. So here we go. Here we go. This, we're going to bring your auric field out, and we'll bring it out 20 feet from you. This is with your permission. And here we go. I'll count to 10 as it goes out from your body about 20 feet around you, so this would be like a 40-foot diameter. And here we go. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now your energy system is way out. You might actually feel the walls in the room. You might feel plants outside of your room if you're in a small room. You should have great psychic radar, in a sense, or feeling anyway. I won't say psychic radar, but a great feeling in front of you. Behind you might be a little bit less. Normally, with your spirit and your body, most of your energy is forward, probably 90% of it. And you might feel a little kind of stressed because of this process being out so far. Now we're going to bring you close to your body. We'll bring you in 10 feet. So coming back, and I'll count to 10 again to command the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay? And take another scans to see how you feel the energy. It should be much closer to you. And the energy may feel stronger to you, maybe a little thicker. Now we're going to come in 1 foot from your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. So you may just be able to feel the presence around you as being very, very tight. And now we're going to bring, or maybe even, it might feel like a dense energy. Now we're going to come in about a half inch from your body where you should normally have it all the time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. So you should feel really self-contained right now, that things around you are separate and that you're not connecting with anything. So you're not like the lamp in front of you. You're not your computer screen. You're actually you versus being intermixed with other things, other energies. So that's just what we're doing right now, just to kind of show you the difference on that. Okay, now we're going to do the mind-to-heart drop. And again, think of an elevator. This is the first show that you listen to. This is going to bring your mental body, your awakening consciousness, down into your heart center, where your spirit resides, so you can get that divine connection with yourself. So think of an elevator. The 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart. And we're going to drop you down. So here we go. We'll count backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Let's have some silence here for maybe 15 seconds or so. So you can connect to your heart center and feel that beautiful love energy of your spirit. Okay, so hopefully you've connected to your spirit. You should feel heart-centered right now. You should feel like you're able to connect with your spirit, to communicate with it. And think a thought, and the thought should come out of your chest area, out of your heart center, versus coming from between your ears. And when you connect down there, you really know the difference. It's like night and day. And you can practice this whenever you wish. This channel is opened up for you right now. So if you've never done this before, or this is the first time on this show, the channel is opened up, then just practice this. Do the same process, you know, count down from 10 to 1, and you're actually commanding this energy of the mental body to go into your heart center. So, Sylvia, I'll just turn it back over to you. So,
okay, well, that was really a wonderful way to experience the difference between how it feels when your auric field is too far out and then when it's close into your body so that you're not mixing energies with everything. And I was wondering also if we could take it to another step deeper and ask the light ship if they could bring everyone listening into the present moment. We did that once before, and I think you actually, to give an example, brought everyone kind of out of the present moment and then into it so they could really feel the difference in their energy and their ability to, you know, connect with their spirit and their heart center when they were fully in the present moment.
Okay, sounds good. So let's see here. I guess what we'll first do is... you should all be in the present moment right now. So I hate to take you out of that, but I guess we will for a moment. So here we go. We're going to bring you, and this is just for you to understand what it's like. Remember, this show is enables you to have some spiritual understanding of what maybe you're going through or have gone through. And so you may identify with this energy. So I'm going to take everyone, and this is with your permission. Unfortunately, we'll take you out of the present moment and bring you back into it. So I want to bring you into the past. And there are people who live in the past for whatever reason. We all either go somewhere, either past or present or future. I'm not judging any of this here, but we'll just say we're going to go to the past. We'll go back 6 months into the past, and you can feel your energy 6 months ago, okay? And it'll be from 6 months to now. So everything that you've experienced in that time frame, you're going to actually probably sense, feel, or and be involved with. So here we go. We'll just do 1 month at a time here. And now we're moving from right now, 1 month ago, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, and 6 months ago. And for myself, I got slightly dizzy really quick. The energy feels really different. I don't feel right myself. How do you feel, Sylvia? I feel like I'm like out of sorts, you know?
Yeah, and I feel like I'm going to tip over backwards, like all the energy is kind of rushing out of my body and is kind of going backwards. Like, it's the strangest feeling. It's I'd much rather be back in the present moment.
Okay. So, and some people feel this way all the time. So this is how it is to be, you know, in the past, okay? And this may be recognizable to you. You might say, man, I felt this way for quite a while. That's because you're living a bunch of old thought patterns, okay? We're going to bring you back into the moment. So here we go. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'll let your body stabilize here. It may take about a minute to do so as your spirit and your body changes energies. And now this is feeling much nicer now. Probably another 30 seconds, you may feel perfectly fine here.
It's very interesting, isn't it, how much you can actually feel that on a physical level, not just, I guess I thought of it before as being just kind of spaced out, maybe mentally or whatever, but it actually is a physical sensation as well.
Yes, yeah, so even having your arc field way out, you can feel kind of spacey too, because your energy is all over the place, okay? So here we go. We're now going to put you into the future. And so some people go into the future. They live in the future. I guess all of this is really the past or the future is not really being satisfied with the way life is right now. So maybe you're wishing you were in the past because of maybe a better relationship or something. Since life here is a relationship, where everything that we do is in a relationship. And then maybe the future is hoping that it's going to get a lot better for you. So you live outside of yourself into the future. So we're going to put people into the future now. We'll go 6 months. And this is where your thoughts get projected to. So remember, the future in the light has never been created, okay? But what we're reading now is the script for you and the thoughts that are in place that are bringing you the future energy. Remember the horoscope. You should relate to that very easily right now, okay? So here we go. 1 month from now, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, and 6 months. So for me, I feel different. It's a different feeling. You may all have your own experience on this here. I kind of feel like my energy is being pulled at, where before it was a different feeling. So how do you feel, Sylvia?
Yeah, for myself, again, I felt like my energy leaving me, but this time it was kind of going toward the front, and it did feel like a pulling sensation, and it just felt like, sort of leaking out your spiritual energy and your focus, so it's very strange.
Yep, so let's get us back into the moment here. Remember, this is for you to understand how you feel, so if you ever feel that way, or this way, that you know what to do about it. You need to come back to the present moment. This is just for education here. So here we go. Coming back now. So 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and now you're in the moment. Great. Okay. So we'll just stay in the moment for a while here. This is where we need to be all the time. And I guess we'll bring in some divine energy now from the light beam, which is probably above Jesus now. Well, we can leave Jesus on the screen, I guess. Let's just leave him there. In fact, we'll bring in more of the energy of Jesus here. So we've had this on a couple other times. We'll bring in the age of Jesus at the energy of Jesus at the age of 7. Okay? So here he comes. And this is a divine energy. Consciousness at age of 7. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Let's leave you in silence here for a short time here so you can feel this wonderful energy. And next we're bringing the energy of Jesus at the age of 30. So here he comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, just kind of bathing this energy here. I'll have you some silence so you can experience this wonderful energy. Okay, Sylvia, how about that to you?
All right, well, let's see, where shall we go next? You know, since we're kind of doing this educational experience to see the difference between these things, maybe what we could do, I almost hate to ask this because it's so enjoyable just being heart-centered and in the moment, but can we do something to give people the difference between being in mind energy and being in heart energy?
Okay. So let's see here. Boy, I don't know if I should do that.
Okay.
Going back to probably where everybody was, where they started the show, or maybe even worse. You know, so.
All right, well, let's forget that. Let's just get even more heart-centered and
Let's talk
about going within and connecting to our inner voice for guidance.
Yeah, let's deal with the emotional body here.
Oh, that's a great idea.
So, unfortunately, when I do this clearing, a lot of people either email me or they come on the fast chat here. But the main consensus is, I really don't want my emotional body. Can you get rid of it for me? Unfortunately,
yeah.
At this point in time, I'll have to say no. So what we're going to do is give you that experience here, and we're going to ask and command the emotional body out of your body. And remember, this is used for the earth spirit to sample love energy. And this is the main intent, but it kind of got kind of askew along the way here. And a lot of women, you know, work in emotions typically, and men work in the mental body. So when the emotional body is released, a lot of the women just love it, and some men don't even have a clue. But aside from that, you know, if you are a feeler in a man, then you're going to feel this energy leave you too. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10, and we're going to just release your emotional body. We're going to put the emotional body in front of you. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'm probably pretty accurate in saying that if you're a man listening to this show, you probably are going to be feeling this energy. And the emotional body is like held on to you like glue, we'll say, like super glue. It doesn't want to leave, but it's like on this big spring, and it's, you know, being stretched out, and it won't leave you, believe me. It needs a body to live with. This is why we have ghosts that look around for you. That's the entities, so they are desperately looking for a body to be in anyway. So here we go. The emotional body's out. Your body should be relaxing a little bit. And now we're going to do the mental body. So if you're a thinking person a lot, maybe you're a male and you're constantly thinking, this is going to help you. So we're going to take the mental body, and that's going to be put behind you. And if you notice, your connection to your spirit right now is becoming more enhanced. The voice that it has is becoming louder. And here we go, or you may feel more of your heart energy. So here goes the mental body behind you. We'll command it out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you may start feeling like your inside of your body is being emptied out somewhat. Next, we're going to work with another body. And this one here is used by a lot of people, too. This is a fear body. So we're going to put that to the left side of you. So here goes the fear body coming out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll deal with another body. And this one here deals with anger. And what I'm finding when I do clearings with people with their fear body, it helps immensely. And then all of a sudden they become angry. That's another layer of the onion peel. And once they get rid of the fear, then they get into anger because they realize that the fear has held them back throughout their life, and then anger comes up next. So here we go. The anger body is released. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Make sure the fear is released. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Double check on the emotions. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And mental. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And there are some people that have a lot of pain in their bodies. Maybe they have chronic pain, so that's preventing you from hearing your spirit also. So we're going to take out your pain body. That'll come straight up above your head. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So I'll let you just sit there for a little bit here. Put the line on mute. And you can experience your divinity now. Your spirit should be very, very present with you. This is basically you and your spirit with all these other energy bodies causing havoc to you. So I'll see you back in about a half a minute. Okay, Sylvia, how do you feel?
Oh, it feels wonderful having those bodies, you know, kind of out of the picture for a little bit. It's just very calming, centering, peaceful feeling to not have that energy there.
So I'd like everybody maybe to get up and stretch, walk around a little bit, maybe walk for 20 steps and just kind of see how you feel. See how the energies in the room are affecting you, and you should feel, you know, really, really heart-centered right now. So I want you to do that for an experience for yourself. Stretch and bend over, twist.
It does feel very relaxing for the body to have. It's almost like a weight kind of being lifted off.
Yes, that's how I would probably call it also. Yeah, it does feel very very relaxing, and I'm sure everyone listening probably feels the same way. And you can now understand why, you know, it's kind of stated that this is the reason why we have physical illnesses, is because our emotions cause those illnesses and physical conditions. So you can see how you feel now, you know, sense your body, and you're going to notice that your body's at much more peace and is able now to allow healing to take place. Remember, these bodies take away from your healing abilities. This is why the light shift does all these healings on you, to allow your spirit to come more into your body and do healings with you. Once these bodies are clogged up, it's very hard to have physical healings done to it. Your spirit's trying its best, but these other bodies take the energy. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I believe I saw on the fast chat a few minutes ago a request to experience the non-duality energy. Is that something we could do at this point?
Let's see, non-duality. Boy, I'm trying to think. What did we do in the past on that, Sylvia? Do you recall?
I know that one time the light ship came in and they did kind of bring in a frequency of just non-duality, non-judgment.
Okay, we could do that here. So here it comes. Again, if you have Jesus up, you can just tune into that picture if you like. So here we go, coming in. I'll count to 10 as it comes in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We're going to bring in the 12 source energies here for you to experience also. So here comes number 1 energy. And we'll do this fairly quickly here. Number 2 energy, and number 3 energy. These are the energies that created you in the universe. Number 4 energy, number 5 energy, number 6 energy, number 7 energy, number 8 energy, number 9, number 10, number 11, and number 12. Again, just experience these energies here, and I'll see you back in about a half a minute. Okay, and we have a request to go to the eighth-dimensional energy. So, yeah, we'll do that real quick here. This is the energy that the Earth Spirit, remember, the Earth Spirit's leaving 3D, leaving this planet energy's blueprint. And it has a new blueprint that'll be in 8D. And this is where it's going to after the universal shift. That could be after 2012. It's when the light shift decides to do its part to clean out the negativity. And everybody has a chance at that time to go to where they wish to go to. So anyway, the Earth Spirit's going to 8D. It already has a planet already created. It already has done that. And it's just waiting to energize it. So here we go. We're going to go to this frequency here. And the Earth Spirit's going to assist us here. And we'll be in 8D as I count to 10 here, where the new Earth Spirit is going to be residing after the universal shift. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll leave you in silence for maybe about a minute here, so you can experience this wonderful non-duality energy. Okay. And we'll just do a few sample healings for everyone. And what we start off with from the light ship is the emotional clearing. And this clears your spirit of traumas, clears your physical body of traumas, and also your emotional body. So even though your emotional body is out, you may not feel this healing, but after the show, when it comes in, you're going to be able to look upon your past, maybe for the last, I'll go back 5 days here. And so look at a situation in your life, and you're going to notice that it's subsided quite a bit, like it's very distant to you. And remember, everything that we deal with here works with normal negative energies, typically. Things happen to us, and that's what we hang on to. Where the positive things, somehow they leave us, and we don't really resonate to them that much. So here we go. This is mainly releasing the negative energies that you've experienced in the last 5 days. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 cleared, 2 cleared, 1 cleared, and today cleared. And you might even feel energies leave you instantly during this clearing. Next clearing that I like to do for people is probably their feeling body. Some people don't live in their emotions, but they live in their feelings. So the same process. This is a feeling body. This is one of the invisible bodies that, you know, make up the physical that gets clogged up and prevents us from also hearing our spirit. So here we go. And again, likewise, you know, sample the energies maybe after this show here. Because right now we're in a really nice, peaceful place. So feeling body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 cleared, 3 cleared, 2 cleared, 1 cleared, and today cleared. And then I'll do a mental body clearing. And 5 days cleared, 4 cleared, 3 cleared, 2 cleared, 1 cleared, and today cleared. And we're going to do a clearing here from your past. And I'll just do a sensory clearing. In a sensory clearing, I go back 100 years at a time, starting from the current time, and then we go back like 1700s and 1600s, 1500s. And what we're going to do now is pick a year here, and I'm going to go from the 1200s to the 1100s. So I'd like everyone to kind of note in their body maybe a physical condition that they're dealing with, and we'll just see if clearing these two lifetimes or time periods that will have an effect on you with this physical condition. Remember, the past is stored inside of your body. Your body's like a big computer and it hangs on to judgments. And the judgments come out in this lifetime to be healed, which can bring us physical conditions that are normally negative. So here we go. I'm going to clear the 1200s. So I'll just count backwards like with the chakras like I normally do. So 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And we'll do the 1100s. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st. And I'll go back one more time, 1000 AD. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Okay. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I'd love to talk for just a few minutes a bit more about the message of Jesus and about the whole idea of going within for guidance and being able to listen to our inner voice and pay attention to it, and the wonderful thing that happens to us when we are able to surrender our ego and kind of start connecting more deeply with our own spirit and our own guidance inside our heart centers. And so can you give us some words of wisdom along those lines, please, Ron?
Yes, well, remember, most of you out there, if not all of you, have probably been here for typically 30 to 50,000 years. Some may have been here actually longer. And so the fact that Jesus came, say, 2,000 years ago, he knew about all those other incarnations. And he knew the trouble that humanity, you know, has been involved with as far as the dark side, the negative energies, the extraterrestrial involvement, the mind control, and everything else that was happening. Remember, these energies were always present at that time. And the poor physical body, you know, has collected these, you know, since your first incarnation here, and naturally your body has been here actually longer than you, than your spirit. So he knew about all these negative attacks that happened to it. This is why in his teachings he mentioned to go within, don't go without to get your spirituality, don't connect to things outside of yourself. Probably the most negative thing that you can do in your life now would be to think that your ego is in control and that you're going to do some type of planetary healing with mind energy, opening some grids up, you know, calling upon extraterrestrials to come to you, to save you, many things like that. Remember, he warned everybody against that to go within. And why did he say that? Because he knew the history of humanity here. Like I mentioned, you know, that new movie that's been out, it's been out for a couple of months now probably, you know, 10,000 B.C. Watch that and kind of get a clue. It's a very nice movie about the gods from the sky, from space. You know, these are the E.T.s that came here to, you know, harm people, to kill people, to make them subservient to them. And it's the same process. Our churches does that all the time. The churches don't teach about going within to yourself. That you don't need them, actually. They really can't preach that because they'd be out of business. But basically, when you do pray to a God that's outside of yourself, giving your power away, giving your energy away, that God energy does not go to the light ship that created you. It goes to some extraterrestrial life form being out there, or maybe hundreds of them, maybe thousands that are taking your energy. So definitely do not pray outside of yourself. And I'll just repeat that in case you need to take a double take on this here. Whenever you go to a church and the minister, priest, rabbi, or whatever wants you to pray to something outside of yourself and not to your heart center, you are connecting yourself up to energies that are extraterrestrial. And these extraterrestrial energies attach themselves to you and take away your power. And then you're connected to them as a link, much like a freeway. It's a two-way street. So do not connect with those energies. If Jesus was here, he'd walk into all the churches and say, why are you not, you know, especially the Christian churches, why are you not having your services in alignment with what I was teaching? Don't pray outside of yourself. Don't go outside of yourself to these energies. It's very, very dangerous. This was his whole teaching, to go within. Everybody who's listening, you know, knows that, but somehow there probably are a few who are listening who are doing a double take here and going, what's Ron really saying? You know, I've been taught this ever since I was probably, you know, 5 years of age, and we've been going to church for maybe 20 to 60 years, and how come Ron's saying not to pray to a God? Well, that's because the light ship does not need your energy. It doesn't want your energy. You know, it's no way even connected to these God energies. The God energies are all extraterrestrial. This is why your guidance is with inside of yourself, with your spirit. So this is the teachings of Jesus. Don't call upon stuff outside of yourself. Don't bring in psychic energy to yourself to harm yourself. You know, go within and get your guidance. So this is what I tell people to do all the time when I go to expos and they talk to me. They ask me different questions about things and I say, well, what did your spirit say? You know, have you connected to yourself? And almost everybody goes, well, no, I haven't done that. You know, I bought this pendant. I go, well, is this pendant good for you? They'll always ask me if it's good. And I'll say, well, what did your spirit tell you? Is it connected to some extraterrestrial life form? And they look at me like, gee, you know, how do you do that? Well, this is what we're teaching here by doing that mind-to-heart drop. You want to get out of the mind energy, get out of this extraterrestrial energy that's causing you physical harm and damage, and preventing you from knowing who you really are, which is the divine person, divine spirit inside of yourself. Remember, when ascension time comes, there's no more mind energy. The mind energy is no longer in existence. That's considered the dark side energies. And so this energy that you want to connect with is pure divine love energy only. And it only works in the now. The light only works in the now. Anything outside of the now is not of the light. And if you remember that, it'll help you out immensely, especially when you want to get your guidance. Back to you, Sylvia.
So basically then you're saying it's very important to get heart-centered and get in the now so that you can connect with that inner guidance and inner wisdom.
Yes, and never go outside of yourself, and don't give
yourself. Is there anything else that you would add to that as far as what can help people to really make that connection?
Yes, don't go out and do earth healings. People do that on certain dates now. It's really, really sad to see the clouds change in the sky, okay? When anybody does an earth healing, if you watch up in the sky the next day or even before that, you're going to start seeing these extraterrestrial faces in the clouds. You'll see a lot of the negative ET ships in clouds that look like ships, okay? They're coming through, taking the energy, and they're giving you mind control. What I suggest, when you rent a DVD to look at or go to the movies, look at the clouds in the background. If you have a DVD, you can put it on pause and just look at some clouds. And I'd say on every other DVD, if you have a cloud scene, you're going to be looking at ET faces looking at you. And they just happen to be there. And so they're giving you mind control. This is why Jesus talked about not to go outside of yourself and not to do earth healings or anything like that. Because remember, the earth spirit is as big as this earth. It doesn't need anything from you, you know. That's just the dark side coming through somebody who's attempting to do these special programs on certain dates. You know, people pick dates of the month, like 1-1, maybe 11, 1-11 something, maybe 8-8-8. All these different date times are key points a lot of times for people to actually think they're doing some kind of divine intervention, and there's no such thing. All you're doing is bringing the dark side to you and actually opening up vortexes and stargates to the dark side to make it even worse here on this planet. So that's my two bits there. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's see. It's just about at the end of our hour. We have a couple more requests on the fast chat for some wonderful ways to end off with some beautiful divine energy. One of the requests is for the light infusion chamber and another for the lightship defense fleet.
We'll bring in the defense fleet here. We'll bring in one of the ships. This is pure love energy coming. This is what's used to fight the darkness, so don't think of it as like a battleship with a lot of negativity to it. It's pure love energy. So we'll bring it in here, bring it in through Jesus. So here we go. And this one of the ships was actually the Star of Bethlehem. So here we go. Counting to 10 as it comes into your room. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just kind of hold this energy to you. It's coming in. You may feel this real peaceful energy. It's pure love energy coming to you. And stay in your heart center. And we'll leave the energy of Jesus here with you for about a half an hour before it leaves. So here we go. I guess we'll just be signing off here. So I just bless everybody for being on this show. So thank you all for coming. And we'll see you on the next show, which will be this Friday. So blessings to you, and good night.
Blessings, everyone, and we'll see you Friday.